A good morning. That song gets me going. Good morning, Delaware Valley. This is Gary Zimak, and we are here with Spirit in the Morning, Holy Spirit Radio's new Catholic local morning show. Boy, I'll tell you, it is so great to be here. We got lots of good things coming up for you in the program. We'll be taking a look at the gospel today, the daily gospel. It's a challenging one, but hey, if we want to follow Jesus, we have to listen to everything that he says, even when it's a little painful. But really what Jesus is telling us in the gospel today is, hey guys, wake up, time to get busy. So that fits in nicely with our message here on the program. I've got a story I wanted to share with you too as well. We'll take a look at that. Some telephone operator went out of her way to help somebody else out. This is we're called to live our faith. We're called to show mercy to others, right? All these things that we sometimes struggle to do. This story illustrates a great example of that. So we'll take a look at that at 7:35 today. We're going to check in with our buddy Bear Wozniak. We're going to go bear hunting and see where he is as he travels coast to coast filming his reality series for EWTN television. Yesterday, we got off to somewhat of an inauspicious start because Bear didn't even know where he was. So hopefully today Bear has found himself. But that's why I love Bear. He just follows the Spirit, as he says, rides the wave of the Holy Spirit. And we're going to be checking in with him every day until he completes his journey right through next week. So looking forward to that. At 7:50 is your Be Not Afraid Bible verse of the day. And I've got some special music that I want to share with you on the program today. So we got lots of good stuff coming up on the show. Now, I have to say, being in the studio, I'm very blessed. Batman has Robin. The Lone Ranger has Tonto. Yogi Bear has Boo Boo. By my side, my faithful and trusted companion, the one and only Mr. Dave Parker. All right, brother.
Talking about inauspicious intros. No, that was really, that was very auspicious. Hey, everybody. Good morning.
Man, it's good to have you with me, Dave, today. We got a great day in the Delaware Valley, 68 degrees at the moment. Partly sunny today with a high near, wait a minute, 85?
85, yeah. What's going on, Gare? Come on.
I don't know. I don't know, but I'll take it. Tonight, a slight chance of rain after 2 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 63. Tomorrow, a chance of rain before 8 a.m., then a chance of showers after 8 a.m., mostly cloudy. It's going to get colder tomorrow, Dave, with a high near 75.
Yes, it's going to moderate a little bit, and then we're going to go down, I think, in the ending part of the week.
Yep, yeah, definitely. But, you know, for mid-October, this is surprising weather, but we will certainly take it. Dave, we have been getting a lot of emails about the program. I am so grateful to you for sending in your emails, for letting us know that you like the show. We got an email from a listener in Boston yesterday. So we have
Boston.
Yeah, so what? So far,
Beantown.
We've had Boston. We've had North Carolina. We've had New York. And we've also got listeners throughout the Delaware Valley, Philadelphia, New Jersey, Delaware. I mean, people are catching on to this program. They're liking us, and it's wonderful. And we're glad to be with you. And we ask you to do us a favor. Number one, let us know what you think of the show. Let us know where you're listening from, maybe your parish. You can email me directly at gary@holyspiritradio.org. I really do want to hear from you. It really makes us feel good. It helps us to know you. And as a result, we're going to try to have you get to know us a little bit better. And as a matter of fact, the first song that I'm going to play on the show today after the gospel is very personal to me. And I'll talk more about it when we get to it. But I pick all the music on this show because it means something to me. And I'll tell you a little bit more about the song when we get to it. But this is the process. We're just on the air for a little over a week now. We're blessed to be able to do this show. We want to get to know you, and hopefully you'll get to know us. We're going to help each other to get the day started off on the right way. Dave and I, we don't have our heads stuck in the sand. We understand the world can be a tough place. We know that there are bad things that happen. And we know that you're struggling with so many things. We get that. We're here to lift you up. And we're not just trying to divert your attention. That's not what we do here. We give you the truth. We talk about Jesus. And we let you know that he is bigger than any problem you will ever face. That's the truth. And that's why they call it, Dave, they call it the good news.
Absolutely.
Because it really is.
It is the good news. It's better than anything else out there.
That's right. And we're here to bring it to you on Spirit in the Morning. And by the way, check us out on the internet at spiritinthemorning.com. Before I read the gospel, I just want to mention one more thing. I would love to come out to your parish to speak. Yet tomorrow, I'm going to let you know it will be a little tricky because as this show airs, I will be en route to Traverse City, Michigan, which is in northern Michigan. I'm going to be giving a talk to a Catholic business group. So we will be pre-recording some of the segments, but Dave will be here live to do our Bear Tracker segment. He's going to check in with Bear, get you updated on the weather and things of that nature. But I would love to speak at your parish. If you'd like to have me come out, please send me an email at Gary@HolySpiritRadio.org, and we could talk about it. I'd love to share the good news with you and your parishioners. And if you want to find out more about the work, maybe see some video samples of my work, visit my website, which is followingthetruth.com. Okay, Mr. Parker, we are ready for the gospel. It's a tough one today, Dave.
Is it?
It is, but there is a positive spin on this because it's basically a call to urgency, a call to action from Jesus. He wants us to have a sense of urgency. The gospel today comes from Luke chapter 12, verses 39 through 48. Jesus said to his disciples, "Be sure of this. If the master of the house had known the hour when the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." Then Peter said, "Lord, is this parable meant for us or for everyone?" And the Lord replied, "Who then is the faithful and prudent steward, whom the master will put in charge of his servants to distribute the food allowance at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master on arrival finds doing so. Truly I say to you, he will put him in charge of all his property. But if that servant says to himself, 'My master is delayed in coming,' and begins to beat the men servants and the maid servants to eat and drink and get drunk, then the servant's master will come on an unexpected day and at an unknown hour, and he will punish the servant severely and assign him a place with the unfaithful. That servant who knew his master's will but did not make preparations nor act in accord with his will shall be beaten severely. And the servant who was ignorant of his master's will but acted in a way deserving of a severe beating shall be beaten only lightly. Much will be required of the person entrusted with much, and still more will be demanded of the person entrusted with more." Whoa. What do I say after that? But I'll be totally honest. This is a good news story. What Jesus is saying is this. We're going to be judged one day. Hey, I'm not going to kid you about that fact. I'm going to tell you the truth. You will be judged one day. Now, don't get all panicked about it. You're going to be judged. I'm going to be judged. What Jesus is saying is this. We're going to be judged on how we live our life, how we treat other people. Do we do the right thing? Do we follow him? We're going to be judged on that. He's telling that us that in advance, which is a good thing. You wouldn't want to get up to the pearly gates and realize that there were things you were supposed to do and you didn't know it. Jesus is saying, "I love you. I want you to live with me forever in heaven. So I'm telling you, you're going to be judged. I will send my Holy Spirit to help you to be nice to that person you don't want to be nice to. I will help you. I'm not asking you to do this on your own." That's what the Lord's saying. He's also saying this to the person who has much, to whom much has been given, much will be expected. You're listening to this show. You obviously care about your relationship with Jesus. There are people in your life right now who don't care. They wouldn't listen to a show like this. Therefore, you and I, we're going to be held to a higher standard. That's okay. It's kind of an honor. We've been given this task. We've been given this task by the Lord to share his good news with other people. It's not that big of a deal. Don't let that gospel panic you, but let it to help you get this sense of urgency. It's a call to action from the Lord. We have to share his love with other people. Very simple. And it starts with the smile, a kind word. Doesn't have to be an elaborate citation from Scripture or from church teaching. You don't even have to do that. Just start simply. I'll say a prayer for you. I'm sorry you're having a bad day. Can I do anything to help? And when you do that, you're sharing God's love with other people. That's the message from the Lord that I think he wants us to have today. So let's go out there and share that good news. Your Spirit in the Morning wake-up time right now is 7:09. I mentioned that I love the music on this show. Sometimes I'll choose a song for this program that might not even appeal to my musical taste. Most of the songs I do love, but sometimes I'll pick a song just because of the message. And I want you to understand that you might not like all of the songs that we do on the program. I get that because they're really all over the musical spectrum, and I do that for a reason. But there might be somebody in your life, and when you tie it back to that gospel that we just heard today, there might be somebody in your life that's struggling. Maybe they've strayed. Maybe they don't go to church anymore. Maybe they're having a hard time. Maybe they've lost their job. Maybe they've gotten diagnosed with an illness. Maybe they've lost somebody in their life. So many different things could be happening. But the music that we play might help that person. Music has the incredible ability to touch many people. It touches us at our very core. And often where words fail, music can help us. So the song I'm about to play, this is a very personal story that I want to share with you. And I think the Holy Spirit put this on my heart last night. If you're hopeless, if you're struggling with something, if you are looking at a particular problem in your life, if you need a miracle right now, I'm speaking to you right now. I understand where you're at. I understand where you're coming from. I have twin daughters, Mary and Elizabeth. They're going to be 19 next week. They were not supposed to be born alive. They're listening to the show. My wife Eileen is listening to the show right now. She knows that we were really up against it with the girls. And we were told when Eileen was pregnant with them that there's a good chance, a very good chance, that they will not be born alive. I know what it's like to need a miracle. I felt hopeless until the Lord sent certain people into my life. And it's amazing that I began to realize that, hey, somehow, I don't know if he will, but God can fix this. And thanks be to God, the girls are 19 or soon to be 19 and healthy. So I have witnessed that miracle in my life. I've seen other things happen as well. And one of the things, and I say this just to encourage you, if you need a miracle, we fortunately have a God of miracles. He can do the impossible. Will he always, in your case, will he always do what you want? No. But he can. And I want you to believe that there is no such thing as being hopeless when it comes to Jesus. When it comes to Jesus, all things are possible. And I want you to believe that. I want you to believe that with all your heart. And I'm here to tell you, I've seen it in my life. When I was struggling, I have now been full-time as a Catholic evangelist for just about 5 years. After 30 years as a computer programmer and project manager, it was a radical change. I went through a job layoff, and I was at a point where I felt the Lord calling me to do this, but it just wasn't looking good. The speaking engagements weren't there. I didn't know how I was going to make ends meet. Thank God my wife, Eileen, was very supportive. She said, honey, I think you need to do this. I was really at a point looking at my bank account. There was no money in there, and I had bills to pay. I needed a miracle. And I was driving, and the song I'm about to play came on. The name of the song, appropriately enough, is I Need a Miracle. Now, I want you to take this. I want you to hear this. And I'm speaking heart to heart with you right now. If you need a miracle in your life, it's possible for God to perform that miracle. With him, all things are possible. And as long as you continue to stare at the problem that's facing you, if you look at that big mountain and focus on that mountain, you're not going to believe it. What you need to do, and we want to help you do this on this show, that's what we're here to do, is to focus on the Lord, the master of the universe. He can do the impossible in your life. Believe it. Let's go to that song now. I Need a Miracle.
Well, late one night she started to cry and thought he ain't coming home. She was tired of the lies, tired of the fight, but she didn't want to see him go. She fell on her knees and said, I haven't prayed since I was young, but Lord above, I need a miracle. Well, no matter who you are, and no matter what you've done, there will come a time when you can make it on your own. And then you're out of desperation, though you're not the only one, praying, Lord above, I need a miracle. He lost his job and all he had in the fall of 09. Now he feared the worst, that he would lose his children and his wife. So he drove down deep into the woods and thought it ended all. Found a miracle.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for October 19th. Today we celebrate Saints Isaac Jogues and John de Brébeuf and companions. Today's saints were the first martyrs on the North American continent. Each one answered the call to preach the gospel among the Huron Indians in the New World. Their faith and heroism planted belief in Christ's cross deep in our land. In 1636, Jesuit fathers Isaac Jogues, John de Brébeuf, and their companions arrived in Quebec from France. Given the existing intertribal rivalries and uniform hostility toward Christians, the missionaries were immediately at risk. Between the years 1642 and 1649, all were captured, tortured, and put to death. Following his initial capture and escape, Father Jogues briefly returned to France, where he was welcomed as a hero. But his zeal led him back once more to preach the gospel among the Hurons. John de Brébeuf was expelled for a time when the English captured Quebec, but he returned 4 years later. During his 24 years in Canada, he composed catechisms and a dictionary in Huron and received 7,000 converts into the church. The 8 Jesuit martyrs of North America were canonized in 1930. Today, they are honored by shrines in upstate New York and in Ontario, Canada. There's more about the saints, along with inspiration and Catholic resources, at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
I just love that music. Isn't that good? Just grooving to the music here on Spirit in the Morning. Gary Zimak along with my buddy Dave Parker. The time is 7:19. We're getting your day started the right way. Stick around because at 7:35, we're going to check in with our buddy Bear Wozniak, who is traveling from coast to coast. He started out in Cocoa Beach, Florida. He's somewhere today. I don't know where he is. Bear didn't know where he was yesterday. We're hoping Bear knows where he is today. He's riding coast to coast filming his new EWTN television reality series. Man, I'll tell you, he is a good guy, doing good work for the Lord, and he's a very interesting person. Can't wait to check in with Bear. And then at 7:50, we have our Be Not Afraid Bible verse of the day. So if you're a little anxious today, stick around for that. Currently, it's 68 degrees, and I would encourage you, once again, I mentioned this before the break, to let us know what you think about the show, let us know who you are, where you're listening from, and how you found out about us. You can do that by emailing me at gary@holyspiritradio.org, or you can give us a call at 215-345-1570. However you want to get in touch with us, please do so. We want to hear from you. Check us out on the web as well at spiritinthemorning.com. I am really excited to be part of this new local Catholic morning show in the Delaware Valley. We are the only game in town. Let's face it, we are the only local Catholic morning show. We keep it uplifting. And I like to say, hey, I'm a Philly guy. I keep it real. I'm not going to pull any punches here. No fluff on the program, but it's uplifting. Why? Because Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior, and he's got good news. There's no bad news when it comes to Jesus. So that's what we're here to do for you, get your day started off in the right way. I was looking on the internet. I love these little stories that you come across sometimes. This is a really positive story. And we're gonna link this at spiritinthemorning.com. I just wanted to share this with you. Christina was in desperate need of some kindness. Her fiancé dumped her. So can you feel what Christina's going through? I think we've all been there at one time or another. She had to move out. Now picture this. And to top it all off, as she was purchasing new furniture, her credit card was shut down. I mean, that's brutal, right?
That is brutal.
Right, Dave? You're feeling this?
Oh, I'm feeling it.
But when she was connected to Capital One, to a Capital One rep, Tanya, she got just the dose of compassion she deserved. Now, I have to add that a lot of times when we call customer support, we don't get compassion. We're lucky if we get a person, if we get a live person.
I call it, if we don't get a person, we get the robot.
That's right. So Christina picked up the phone to get the matter sorted out. She was connected to Tanya. The two had an instant connection. After hearing about the situation Christina was in, Tanya decided to do something special to brighten her day. See, this is that little inspiration. This is how the Holy Spirit inspires us sometimes. We're all encountering people throughout the day. We always have that chance to do something special. So here's what happened. It was just what she said and how she said it. I knew, this is Tanya speaking, I just knew she needed a hug in that moment. So what happened was Tanya took matters into her own hands, and she said, we've just started joking with each other, and she said, girl, I'm going to give you 4,500 miles. This is what Tanya said to her. Now, in actuality, the bonus miles, they don't equate to physical miles. So it turns out to about $45. That's the compensation she got. But it's the thought that counts. And the unexpected kindness from this complete stranger was just what Christina needed to put a smile on her face. Now, that's pretty good, right? She got these bonus miles. But Tanya wasn't done. Several days later, Christina got a text from her ex-fiancé. I bet she was really thrilled to receive that. And he let her know that flowers have been delivered to the house for her. And she's wondering, who delivered flowers to my ex's house? And after retrieving the beautiful bouquet from her ex, Christina opened up the card to see who'd sent them. And she couldn't believe what she saw. And I want to say, we do have this linked at spiritinthemorning.com, so you'll be able to see the actual card. And it said this: I'm glad we had the chance to speak. Recently, I'm glad we had this chance to speak recently. Please know that you are in my thoughts, and I hope that these flowers can brighten your day. Best wishes, Tanya, Capital One. Man, isn't that really nice? Dave, isn't that great?
Oh, that is great. What empathy.
Yeah, just what a empathy. Little gesture. Yes. And responding to the need of somebody else.
Absolutely.
We have these chances every day.
I know.
But oftentimes, Dave, we get so busy with our own problems, we don't realize that, hey, this person might be hurting. This cashier who's taking a long time or who seems miserable, we don't know what they're going through.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We need to take time, like happened in this story. And look at the people and talk to the people around us when we can.
Yeah. Yeah. And Christina responded, I just started crying. And she immediately gave Tanya a call to express her gratitude. But the change in Christina's demeanor was all the thanks the kind-hearted Capital One rep needed. Tanya said, I feel like it meant more to me that it made her happy. And it just perked her up, you know? And it just changed her whole attitude. Now, Tanya's act of kindness continued and has continued to lift Christina's spirits. And she said, now when I feel stuck, I think, what would Tanya say? She said she's like a fairy godmother of sorts. It's nice when someone takes the time to be kind and bring out your strength. And that's what Tanya did for me. You know, we're all called to be Jesus to one another. There are people around you today. There are people around you today who are hurting, who just need a hug, who just need a kind word. And that, I'm going to go back to that gospel again. Jesus reminds us that you're going to be judged one day. And he's calling us to do his work. You know, Dave and I, we come on the air, we get the day started off in the right way for you, want to lift your spirits. But you, in turn, can go lift somebody else's spirits. I played that first song, I Need a Miracle. And I really was speaking to anyone who might be hopeless. You might be feeling hopeless today. Or you might know someone or you might encounter somebody in your life who has that feeling of hopelessness right now. They need you to be Jesus to them. And it's beautiful. The Lord trusts us so much. He takes a knucklehead like me, and I am so blessed to be used by the Lord, and all of us are really blessed to be able to be used by the Lord. And he lets us share in his mission. He lets us share in his mission to be kind to one another, to be compassionate. This is the year of mercy. Our Holy Father declared this is the year of mercy. And during this year, what we should do is reflect on God's mercy to us. Boy, I'll tell you what, if I started doing that, it would take up the rest of the show and much beyond the rest of the show. God has been so good to me. And I think if you look in your life, you'll see the same thing. How can you go out and show mercy today? Remember, today. Don't worry about yesterday. Yesterday's past. Tomorrow, we're not sure. Jesus reminded us of this. We're not sure if tomorrow will come. We need to focus on today. Go seize the day. Grab the moment. Go out there and be Jesus to somebody. Maybe a smile. Maybe a kind word. You never know. You could change somebody's life. Check out the article at spiritinthemorning.com. Right now, your wake-up time is 7:28 in the Delaware Valley. Time to rise and shine. Get your coffee going. At 7:35, we're going to check in with Bear. I did briefly text Bear, so he's out there. He's ready. I can't wait to see where he is today. Bear Wozniak, EWTN television star, radio star, author, surfer, ninja black belt, pilot, CPA, all-around good guy. Bear has got so much going on, and I can't wait to hear his story of how he is out there. And if you know Bear is a man's man. You look at Bear and you say, wow, this guy is all man. It just epitomizes what a male should be. I mean, he's out there. He's a man, no doubt about it, but he is a very spiritual guy. And he's drawing his brothers and sisters that he meets to Jesus Christ. So I can't wait to check in with Bear. That's going to be coming up at 7:35 on today's program. Right now it's 7:29. Currently it's 68 degrees at the Philadelphia International Airport. Going to be partly sunny today with a high near 85. Really hard to believe that this is October, but you never know. Never know what we're going to deal with. Enjoy it. We're going to be wishing for these days when it's January and it's 0 degrees or even less. Maybe who knows what we're going to face. So I want to encourage you one more time before we go to break to let me know what you think about the show. Let me know what I can do for you. Gary@HolySpiritRadio.org. That's where you can find me. And I would love to hear from you. Would love to hear what you think of the show. Would love to hear what we can do for you. We want to be here. We want to lift you up. And in turn, what can you do? You can get out there and lift other people up. Spirit in the Morning wake up time is 7:29. Get the coffee going. Fry up some scrapple and eggs. The Lord has given us another day. Let us rejoice and be glad.
I'm Anna Mitchell with this Holy Spirit Radio News Update. Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump's battle for the White House is barreling toward the end, with the candidates taking the debate stage tonight for one final primetime showdown. Trump likely will be asked about his predatory comments about women and a flood of sexual assault accusations recently. Clinton is expected to be confronted with a new round of questions about her authenticity and trustworthiness, the hacking of her top campaign advisor's emails, and allegations of trying to lower the classification of certain emails on her private server as Secretary of State. Instructors at Pennsylvania's 14 state universities are going on strike after contract negotiations between the Pennsylvania State System of Higher Education and its faculty union hit an impasse. The union, representing more than 5,000 faculty and coaches, set the strike for 5 a.m. Eastern Time this morning. The walkout affects more than 100,000 students. And the state of Georgia is getting ready tonight to execute a man convicted of shooting to death an Atlanta police officer after wounding another in 1997. Lawyers for 63-year-old Gregory Paul Lawler tried to get his sentence commuted, arguing that he recently was diagnosed with autism. Yesterday, he was denied clemency. With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Anna Mitchell.
You are listening to Spirit in the Morning on Holy Spirit Radio.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior, ransom me, and like a flood, His mercy rains, unending love, amazing promise good to me. His word, my hope secures. He will my shield and portion be as long as life endures. My chains are
Amazing Grace, My Chains Are Gone. That's Chris Tomlin on Spirit in the Morning. Your wake-up time is 7:36. All right, I'm about to go bear hunting right now. We are searching for Bear Woznick. And, you know, I know where I am. I'm in the studios of Holy Spirit Radio right now. Where is Bear? He is on a cross-country trip on his bike with his fellow bikers, spreading the good news of Jesus Christ. Let's find out where he is today as he films his new EWTN reality series. Bear Woznick, brother, are you there?
Hey, aloha, Gary.
Aloha.
I'm here. I know.
Hey, you know what, Bear?
I don't know where I am.
You know, yesterday we joked about it at the beginning of the show that you didn't know where you were, and I said it's kind of an inauspicious start for the Where's Bear segment when even Bear doesn't know where he is. But, hey, brother, where are you at today?
Well, as my dad said, you know, I may not know where I am, but I know who I am. I looked in the mirror.
Yeah.
That helped me remember who I was. He calls that his Norwegian compass, his mirror. We're in Biloxi, Mississippi.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a long ride. You know, the name of the reality show is Long Ride Home.
Yeah.
And we rolled in here, you know, like 9 o'clock at night, which is you don't want to ride Harleys going through Mobile, Alabama, all the bridges and everything like that at night.
But whoa.
We were very prudent and made it through. But, yeah, we made it to Biloxi. We had a real, you know, a good shoot yesterday. We stopped at Ponce de Leon, Fountain of Youth, which really helped dive in there and kind of feel refreshed. But, we got to stop at this one place when I was doing my bicycle ride 15 years ago from San Diego to Jacksonville. When we were in Pensacola, Florida, my daughter, who was driving the escort truck, went for a little to get coffee, and the bikes weren't tied down. And she went over this kind of bad area of town and realized that and said, I better turn around. And she went to turn around, and the bicycles popped off the back of the bike.
Oh.
And by the time she could make her U-turn, one of them was already stolen. And she's a bold woman, so she drove up and like she sees all these people around the other bicycle, and she jumps out of the car. And right then, this big black guy on a Harley pulls up, and right between her and the people that were trying to steal the other bicycle, and he just goes, "You gonna be all right, sister?" And she goes, "Yeah." And he goes, "I know you will be."
Whoa.
And I just think it was an angel that showed up. And so she got the bicycle, and I had to true up it was just all messed up. You know, I had to true up the spokes as best I could, disengage the brakes, and it would be 100 miles before I'd get to a place where I could get a shop that could fix this kind of bicycle.
Mm.
And so the next morning I headed out, and we revisited this spot. I headed out with a wobbly bicycle, and normally I was going 95 miles a day.
Yeah.
And I'd gone like 30 miles, and I was like, I can't do this. I'm just like, we got to take a break. And then right then, I look across the street, and there's this massive human being bicycling towards us on the other side, pulling a little trailer. And he goes, "Where are you coming from?" And I said, "San Diego." And I go, "Where are you going?" And he goes, "San Diego." And he said, "You got a wobbly bike." So he takes out of his trailer a brand new wheel, because he's sponsored. He was training for the Olympics.
Right.
And he gave it to me. And then he took another, and then he trued up the spokes of the others enough so I could finish my ride into Jacksonville. Well, the lesson is that it's just fortitude. You know, in life, when you're really up against it,
yeah,
just do one more pedal stroke.
Mm.
Just do one more pedal stroke. And just let see how the Lord is going to deliver you.
Yeah.
And not give up. So just kind of keep that one more, just keep on keeping on in that dark night. You know, as soon as you're going into a desert, you're on your way out of the other, you're on your way out. The desert ends at some point.
Yeah, you know.
So just keep going. And I think it was like two miracles. This guy, this angel that showed up and just kind of saved my daughter, my bicycle, and the one that showed up. I mean, the best bicycle shop you could imagine in the middle of nowhere shows up at my door, you know, right where I needed. So
how perfect is that? And you know,
keep on keeping on.
Yeah, brother, you know, when you're telling this story at the beginning of the show, I was, you and I, we've done radio together. We know each other. The Holy Spirit works when you and I are talking to one another. I know that. I was talking to a person. I know somebody out there is hopeless at the end of their rope. That's just the case for so many people. And I felt the Holy Spirit moving me to reach out to that person. And what you're saying there, you talked about that one more, you know, pedal just a little bit more. When you feel you can't go anymore, ask for that grace, let that gift of fortitude kick in. Because a lot of times we all go through that desert experience in our lives. And the Lord, we all know that that Jesus was led by the Holy Spirit into the desert. So we're going to have that in our life, right? But we're going to have that. But I think the message that you're delivering and what I said at the beginning of the show, we're right on the same page. Just keep going. It's not hopeless, even though it might look hopeless. Right, brother?
Yeah, and you know, the word patience, I guess the root word for patience is suffering.
Wow.
And one of the keys to being a Christian is the person who suffers best lives best.
Right.
So just endure, you know, and let adversity have its work in you and change you.
And it does. It can change.
Draw you closer to God.
Yeah, that's the key, right? And Bear, your slogan is you're riding the wave of the Holy Spirit. I know you do that in your life, and you let the Holy Spirit just take you. And it's a great ride, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a great ride. Yeah, my son surfed 80-foot waves, you know, and that took a lot of training and development. It didn't just happen because he wasn't stupid about it. He was prudent, but so when we have adversity in small, even in the smallest things, even when we run that extra mile and we're just out doing something physical, it develops fortitude in us.
Yeah.
And ability, you know, to endure.
Right. Right. And I'm glad you brought up the difference between being prudent and being stupid. We don't want to be irresponsible, and that's not the way you live your life. The risks you take calculated risks. You're a prudent person, but you're just willing.
Well, you're prudent.
Right, go ahead.
Yeah. Prudence has a bad rap. People think prudence is for people who, you know, sit around and do nothing. You don't even need to be prudent unless you're going to be bold. And if you're
right.
Catholic or Christian, you're called to be bold. And so that's why you have that gift of prudence, is to really have an ear towards God and also to take a look at, do the discovery you need and do all the preparation you can, but then move boldly. At some point, you have to step out in faith Peter, out of the boat.
That's the key. That's the key. And listen, brother, we're going to be able to keep checking in with you each day on the journey. We love having you on. We love hearing your insights. But I have to tell you, Bear, we're going to do our Where's Bear segment tomorrow, but Gary's not going to be here. I have to head to Traverse City, Michigan tomorrow. I'm going to be speaking there. So I'll be actually in flight during the time of the program, but you're going to be speaking with my co-host here, Mr. Dave Parker. So, Dave, you're going to be talking to Bear tomorrow?
I'm going to be talking to you, Bear. How are you, Bear?
Oh, hey, Dave. Hey. Yeah, man.
So I'm leaving Kavika, you in good hands.
Your name is Kavika in Hawaii.
Kavika? All right.
Kavika.
All right.
That is so awesome. I never knew that. So.
All right.
Bear.
Well,
we're going to start
tomorrow
that.
When you call me, be sure you know where you are, too.
Okay. Absolutely.
Oh, man. Hey, Bear, what's the plan for now? What's on tap for today?
The Catholic Cross Bears group is meeting us at the border.
Awesome.
You know, this motorcycle ministry, and we're going to ride from, we're going to go to a fort. On an island, and we're going to talk about the call to the wall. You know how God challenges men like in Nehemiah to join their families and rebuild one section of the wall of our society at a time.
Excellent.
And we're going to do all kinds of drone shoots, and it's just going to be cinematic, cinematic, a lot of fun, and they're going to get it to some good Louisiana grinds, as we say in Hawaii, some good food, someplace they promised it.
Oh, awesome. Good.
And then we go roll into Baton Rouge, where my son is a project engineer with FEMA, working there with the floods. I was just there a month ago speaking to the Lagartes group, and so we're going to go right through where all that flooding was, so maybe the Lord has some opportunity for us to minister along the way, too.
I bet he does. And when you hit Baton Rouge, make sure you check out my friends at Catholic Community Radio. They're good people down there. I do some work with them. Check them out. Check out Johnny Hebert, Jeff Blackwell, Gabby Smith. They're good people. They do a morning show, and I'm sure they'd love to hear from you. Hey, brother.
Yeah, maybe I'll do that.
Yeah, please do. Listen, brother.
Email them for me.
I will. I will. If we want to follow you in addition to your morning spots with us, where can we follow you on the internet?
Deepadventure.com, and
okay.
Then also, so deepadventure.com, and then Bear Wozniak on Facebook. People can follow as my list is full, but they can follow us. And then our Deep Adventure Ministry is on Facebook, and we're tweeting. What's really cool is at 1 o'clock Eastern every day, we're doing a live YouTube feed that people can go to the YouTube at Bear Wozniak, and we're doing a live feed, and then that gets posted to Facebook too.
Awesome! So it's like we're on the trip with you.
Yeah, it's so cool. Yeah,
I love it. I love it.
Cool.
I'm still trying to get the management here to send Dave and I out to San Diego to welcome you, but I don't know if that's going to happen. But
I think you should. Yeah.
I would love it, brother. Hey, we got to catch up with one another soon. But you'll check in with us tomorrow morning. Be safe. We're going to be praying for you. Thanks so much for taking time out to be with us.
Okay, brother. Aloha.
Aloha, Bear. God bless.
We'll see you tomorrow, Kavika.
All right. Hey, Kavika.
See you tomorrow, Bear.
All right. This is Gary Zimak along with Kavika here on Spirit in the Morning. Your wake-up time, 7:46.
Quote from St. Bonaventure in this year of mercy: Christ is both the way and the door. Christ is the staircase and the vehicle, like the throne of mercy over the Ark of the Covenant, and the mystery hidden from the ages. A man should turn his full attention to this throne of mercy and should gaze at him hanging on the cross, full of faith, hope, and charity, devoted, full of wonder and joy, marked by gratitude, and open to praise and jubilation.
Against a wall, with the weight of my worries stacked up tall, you're strong enough to hold it all. I will cast my cares on you. You're the anchor of my hope, the only one who's in control. I will cast my cares on you. I'll trade the troubles of this world for your peace inside my soul. This was not what I would have chosen, but you see the future no one knows yet. And you're still good when I can see the working of your hands. You're holding it all. World.
cast my cares on you. Cast my cares, I will. Cast my cares, I will. Cast my cares on you. Cast my cares, I will. Cast my cares, I will. Cast my cares.
That is Cast My Cares by Finding Favor. That's the call to each one of us today. Are you willing to cast your cares on the Lord? Let him take care of you. He wants to. He really does. He loves us. He wants to hear from us. So if you're struggling, make sure you turn to him. The time is 7:51 on A Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimak, along with Dave Parker, coming to you from the beautiful studios of Holy Spirit Radio in beautiful Doylestown, where there are horses next door, right,
Absolutely,
Dave?
Absolutely. Yeah.
I got to meet one in person,
yes,
and I survived.
Did.
I lived. Hey, you know what? I just
it's
have
a meaningful relationship.
So this morning, my wildlife adventures continue. I was getting my coffee this morning at Wawa. I didn't expect this. Sitting in the car, and there are some bushes in front of me. Who walks in front of the car but a skunk? Now, I don't want an encounter with a skunk. Dave, have you ever been skunked in your life?
Close, but yeah. But not quite.
It's one of my big fears. I can't imagine.
We've had pets that were skunked.
Whoa. So fortunately, I was in the car. The skunk didn't try to open the door or anything. No. All was well.
Yeah, our pet took it for the team, you know.
Whoa. Anyway, that was my adventure this morning. But now it's time for our Be Not Afraid Bible verse. Today's verse comes from Luke chapter 5, verse 5. Simon said in reply, "Master, we have worked hard all night and have caught nothing, but at your command, I will lower the nets." That's Luke 5:5. You can find that linked at spiritofthemorning.com. Now, you might say, "Gary, what does that matter? Why do I care about that? How does that make me feel any better?" Here's what's happening here. Simon Peter, he's a fisherman. He knows what he's doing. At least he thinks he knows what he's doing. And what's happening in that story is he's not being too successful, not catching a lot of fish. And the Lord tells him to cast your net on the other side of the boat. And remember, Jesus is not a fisherman. Peter is a fisherman. Peter listened to Jesus. He said, "Hey, Master, we worked hard all night. Nothing happened. We didn't get the job done. But at your command, I will lower the nets." In other words, And let's face it, we all face this challenge in our life at one time or another. Sometimes we think we know what we're doing. We try really hard, but things aren't working out. And we'll receive an inspiration. We'll hear a scripture verse. We'll get this feeling that, well, maybe the Lord's asking me to do something else. Or maybe the reason I'm struggling or I'm in this really difficult situation, almost a hopeless situation, is because the Lord's trying to teach me something. I'm going to ask you today, I'm going to challenge you to look at what's going on in your life right now. Is the Lord calling you to do something difficult? A lot of times he calls us to do something, and it's really against our will. We get sick. We lose our job. We have a relationship problem. Something goes wrong. The car won't start in the morning. Is the Lord trying to teach you something? Now, here's what we need to remember. He loves us. That's a blanket statement. I have no doubt about that. And we do know that he loves us. He loves us unconditionally. What happens when you love somebody unconditionally? You're never going to do anything to that person that would hurt them in any way. So because Jesus is God, he's in charge of your life, he can do anything, he can do the impossible, if something bad happens to you, if something unpleasant happens to you, remember that he loves you, and there's good that can come out of that. If he's allowing it to happen, he's allowing it to happen for a reason. This is something we need to remind ourselves of each day because it's not something really apparent. The natural reaction when something unpleasant happens is, hey, this I don't like this. I want this to go away. But oftentimes the Lord leads us down these paths. I was talking with Bear earlier. I mentioned about Jesus being led into the desert by the Holy Spirit. Sometimes that happens to us too. There's a reason for it. Peter, in this case, recognized that Jesus knew more than he did. I would challenge you to do the same today. What are you going through right now? Are you struggling with something? Give it to the Lord and say, Lord, I don't like this. I don't like what I'm going through. I don't understand it. It feels hopeless. But I know that you know best. And I also know that you love me. I'm going to trust you. Try to say those words. Might not be easy, but just try to say those words. And also say, Lord, are you trying to teach me anything? That's one of the things I like to do. I often say when I'm going through the desert, and we have these peaks and valleys in our lives. You have the good times, you have the difficult times. I often will say, hey, Lord, I'm not liking this. If you're trying to teach me something, can you teach me as soon as possible so we can get on with it? It's okay to say that. Jesus loves you. He wants to hear from you. So I'm going to challenge you to do that today. Lord, you know best. You've got me here for a reason. Let me know what you want me to do. Or how can I best serve you? Am I going through chemotherapy right now? Am I incapacitated somehow? How can I help other people in the situation that I'm in right now? God's got you where you are for a reason. You can help somebody somehow. You can pray. You can reach out. You can be that kind voice. You can smile. There are so many things you can do. Think about it as you go through today and ask the Holy Spirit. Ask the Holy Spirit to inspire you, to let you know what you are supposed to do. Well, this is Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimek. As a reminder, I won't be here tomorrow. As you listen to this show, I'm going to be 30,000 feet in the air flying to Traverse City, Michigan to give a talk out there. But we will be on the air. We'll pre-record some segments. We'll have music. Dave Parker, Kavika Parker, right? That's his Hawaiian name, Kavika. Yeah. You'll be here tomorrow?
Yes, it is.
He'll be here. We'll be talking with Bear. We'll check in with Bear. We'll see if he made it to Louisiana. And we'll also have the Be Not Afraid Bible verse of the day. Let's close with prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. God, our Savior, hear our morning prayer. Help us to follow the light and live the truth. In you, we have been born again as sons and daughters of light. May we be your witnesses before all the world. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. And together we all say, amen. And we want to thank you for tuning into the program today. It's been our pleasure to be with you. Remember, let me know what I can do for you, what you think of the program. Gary@HolySpiritRadio.org. That's where you can email me. We want to hear from you. We want to be here for you. We want to do what we can to help you remember that God loves you. He's got a plan for your life, and he has nothing but good things in store for you. Be blessed today, my friend. We'll talk to you next time.